This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have the Tim here, Tim Alexander. Tim, you have some special skill sets. I know we all have warts. I mean, I talk too fast. I talk over my guests. I have lots of defects. But I think my positive things outweigh, just like yours. Sometimes you interrupt me. Sometimes you can go on your high horse, which is good, actually, because people need to know there's a passion behind us. Because we know that the most important element that prevents our society from decaying to what I call the bad part of the zoo is a proper operation of the media, which is the thing that supports a true republic, a living democracy, which requires us to be actively the fourth arm of government. And when I see the foolishness of the news media, I'm just opened up GoogleNews.com and I'm looking at all the foolishness trying to attack in every possible direction Donald Trump. They even had some idiot put up actually a mysterious Donald Trump tombstone that popped up in Central Park.
Yeah.
These morons actually printed.
Look, it's a full spectrum, full spectrum dominance. They this latest thing, a reporter who has been fired, by the way, claimed that the Trump campaign director assaulted her. Now the photos clearly show nothing. I mean, he maybe moved her elbow, or she's saying he assaulted her. Well, the photos don't show that, and that's what Trump says. But you
So what's the story now? Because they're trying to say that campaign manager Corey Lewandowski charged with battery, and that was 5 hours ago.
Well,
and it was posted also. It's like, excuse me, they're in this crowded area, thousands of people. He probably is maybe a foot over her head and maybe bumped her elbow just trying to move around to stay near Trump.
There was no assault. I mean, the photos.
Why would he want to assault a woman? I mean, to be honest with you, the average man, even a man, say 5'6", wouldn't in his right mind try to assault a woman, because men are naturally stronger. They can break their bones. They can hurt women. Why would a rational, normal person, especially a person that's like the campaign manager, assault a female in any way, shape, or form,
well,
even if she's cursing at him?
The more when you read some of these reports, like the BBC, it said they say, well, the police are alleging that the police aren't alleging anything. She filed a criminal complaint, which, by the way, is a misdemeanor. And here, let me quote exactly. Police allege on 8 March, after a news conference in Florida, he grabbed her arm when she tried to ask Mr. Trump a question, leaving a bruise. Now, talking about a tempest in a teapot, but police allege? No, the police haven't alleged anything. She went to the police station, filed a report. She is the one alleging. But you see how the media will spin it. Now, the real thing here, what's going on, is a battle. Unborrowed, dirty, rotten, down in the dirt battle to try to grab the people who are sitting on the fence. Who, if after all this time,
you're talking about candidates trying to grab delegates, you mean like from Louisiana and other states, I think in Colorado.
Wisconsin election's coming up, and that's a very vital.
Today, it's going to be a big, it's going to be a dirty one, because when I see the behavior of Ted Cruz, lying Ted, this guy is a friggin' maniac. I mean, God help us if he becomes, he's so scary, he's up there with,
very evil.
He's up there with Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton makes you go, and you start retching, but this guy, Ted Cruz.
I couldn't get a hold of, I couldn't find my her number. I have it, had it somewhere.
I got it. I have her number, Sally.
I need to call her because she's been interviewed twice now, and she's saying some really fascinating things. She said that Hillary Clinton has had several abortions. She never wanted to have a child, but they told her, Bill, that it would be better for their election future back when they were in Arkansas for her to be a mother and he to be a father. Of course, most people say that it's not his child. It was Hubbell's child, the lawyer.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But you know, we are talking about people that are monsters. And that's what the Cruises are, and that's what the Clintons are. Yeah. Very simple monsters.
But so by the way, yeah, I found a way.
We've got to get Mrs. Miller on.
Oh, yeah, Sally Miller. Let me just say something that I think, because we're both Christians of a little different flavor, but I discovered something really interesting that's biblically based. And out there, if you're a Christian, you'll see this is actually exactly what Jesus said. You know, you got to pray for your enemies. It says in the Bible, in the Old Testament, when you pray for your enemies, you heap hot coals on their head. Here's what happens. If we pray for Ted Cruz for repentance for his eight, you know, marital affairs and his lying during this campaign and stealing candidates and whatever else he's doing, he's actually not even a natural born American, so he actually shouldn't be running for president if he's honest. Because he's apparently a constitutional attorney and has very high IQ, but he's evil as hell. What you do is you pray for these people and you pray for them to have repentance and grace. You don't pray for the destruction. And you pray then for God to decide in His grace when it's time to bring judgment, because it's the end of what I call grace. The end of grace is always judgment. But guess who decides? Not us. We should never curse anybody. We should pray for them. And what God says in the Bible is, as we pray for them, whether it's Hillary Clinton with her burnt out nose and throat, which is why she's coughing all the time because she's a cocaine addict. And when we hear that she's diabetic, she's got double vision, so she's got prismatic lenses, and she's Parkinson's because she had a fall, probably because she's been using cocaine for years with Bill.
Exactly. You fact. Can't use drugs like that for decades and not. And
they're going to burn out your central nervous system, as they say, the tectum of your midbrain. And again, remember, I did neurological research in motion disorders lab with the dean of medicine. You cannot do this kind of crap without burning out neuron cells in your primary or secondary, usually secondary motor neuron in the tectum of your midbrain, which is what we call Parkinson's disease, which he has a nascent form of. So what's really happening right now is we've got to pray for these people. And I said, God, show me what was the genesis of Barack Obama. And I remember I told you this on the show before. He was a little boy, probably 12 years of age. He went to see his so-called father, Frank Marshall Davis, and he sodomized him and showed him pornography. Okay? So God let me understand who is this shattered psyche of this monster who's literally a little cringing boy in the head of his psyche and his mind is Barry Satoro. And then there's this manufactured Photoshop guy by the name of Barack Obama that Zbigniew Brzezinski, who wrote the Grand Chessboard, manufactured. Right? Yeah. And then we have Hillary Clinton, who a little peacoat, is a little girl, under 10, taken to a weird house in the middle of the dark and in some kind of fall evening in New England to watch sex magic rituals and human sacrifice and drink blood and eat flesh and shatter her psyche so they can have her indwelled by a transdimensional entity. Now, people say, oh, no, the 21st century, there's no possession. I said, you're a fool, and you need to understand that when you shatter the psyche of a human, and we see this happen with post-traumatic stress, we see it happen when people have MPD or multiple personalities like Sybil. You need to understand this is very real. This is not made up. This technology...
It's an opening for Satan.
Right. Now, what's happened is these people, as we pray for them, we pray, because remember now, God doesn't wish even Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or George Soros go to hell. God cares for all of us. He died on the cross, believe it or not, for George Soros. He died on the cross for that little girl who's now a monster, Hillary Clinton. He died on the cross for Barack Obama. In fact, he actually stated he would die for just one of us, no matter how evil we are, before final judgment falls. Now, when we start praying for them...
You're completely right, and shame on me for not saying stuff like this.
Right, now, so when we actually pray for grace and repentance... We're bringing judgment. But we can't do it. Only God can. And in fact, God says, I will let you suffer under the boot of these monsters until you're willing to pray for your fallen brothers and sisters that are in the clutches or down the throat of Satan. Because when you pray for them, you bring grace. And when grace ends, God's judgment falls. And that's the only way he's going to give us relief from Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and George Soros, who looks like the Baron Harkonnen from Dune in his little wheelchair with his oxygen masks and other crap, and he's telling people how to wreck economies and everything. This is like the Baron Harkonnen from Dune, okay, Mr. Soros.
Very much.
Okay, so let's get it.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs to my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. On the break, we were talking about something, Tim, that I consider it's what I call beyond bizarre. But unfortunately, it's real. Tell us about this story, because you have it posted up from yesterday, which is Monday. And you have a couple different stories. You talk about the...
Actually, there's three stories linked, but they're all interconnected. And I have to give credit to Michael Snyder over at the End of the American Dream and also, the economiccollapse.com. He hit on this, and he normally doesn't cover stories like this. But I think he realized, oh, my God, this is, like, so far over the top. It's going to go over most people's heads. Now,
because of symbology. You know, one of the things that high-level Masons have to do is they have to show symbology. It's called hoodwinking in Masonry. And you have to show symbology to prove that the people that don't get it are profane, so they don't understand the higher spiritual order of the architects. That's why they refer to...
We see this in what the Illuminati, the globalist Curzonian mafia, we see this what they do all the time. They often do things in broad daylight, but people don't get them, and they also, in effect, by telling you what's going to happen... But you may be too stupid from their perspective to understand it. You're consenting to it. And this is part of their demonic, this is how they work. This is how Satan works, okay?
Right. In other words, it's called hoodwinking, where they actually tell you, and what it tells them is because you don't get it, you're like the wild beast or the cow that's ready to go to the slaughterhouse because you're no longer one of their higher order. In other words, you're not what's called a human. The word human, by the way, if you see it, actually it's written in Welsh. The word Hugh means serpent man. And if you go to Edinburgh Castle, you'll actually see the green man on the capitals and inside the pillars inside the castle. The green man is an indication of humans. So when you read the Magna Carta, it was not written for the general public. It was written for people that are Baals or Baals. The Baal of the land was the only one who allowed to have or own property. Okay, including people and property, serfs, etc. And only the Baals were considered humans. Everybody else was considered a manster. Now, the word monster was a play on that syllabically to monster, but the word monster is actually referring to anybody other than the Baal.
Well, and many of the more extremist in Israel view all goyim or goy or Gentiles as merely two-legged, soulless animals.
Well, it's very similar to this. Again, remember now, the Magna Carta written 1,000 years ago was designed specifically for the Baals or the owners of land.
And it was signed by the barons, and at that time, baron had a bit of a different connotation.
Right, but you're an expert because you worked at Birch Peerage, so you understand this technology. Now, when we look at the ancient temple of Baal...
Let's
get into this.
Just reclaimed the ancient temple at Palmyra. Okay, there was the temple of... Who? Baal. B-A-A-L.
Right.
Yeah. They are going to construct, there's this organization called the Institute of Digital Archaeology. It's going to electronically, as far as I can tell, this is how they're going to do it, erect a 48-foot tall arch in both London and Trafalgar Square, I've been there many, and also in Times Square in New York City, been there. Literally within days, and the intention is not only to do that there, but to have up to 1,000 of these in cities all over the earth.
My
gosh, it's right. And the real thing is this a gateway, literally a demonic spiritual gateway? Now, you got to think about that.
I think you're onto something there, Tim.
But you know, this isn't just something that just happens to be from the past. This is something very specific that is always connected to evil.
Okay, well, Tim, let me give a little bit more history here, because
you're good at this, too.
Do you know Bill Schneblin? He was a person of Hebrew extraction, but he actually became a Catholic priest at one level. When he was in higher levels because he was actually working on the transubstantiation, which I can get into, but he was a 90th degree Mason. Now, the highest that a human can be is 180th degree. Now, most people out there may say, there's no way, we're in the 32nd degree, and there's no levels of illumination beyond that. You're a fool. You don't know I do. When you get to the 17th level of the York Rite, you receive the ineffable name, which is Yah, the creator, the breath that creates everything, Baal, and Osiris, the god of the underworld. In fact, the Christmas ceremony, which we have, is actually a ceremony of the resurrection of Osiris. Okay, the god of the underworld. Two of those three names are actually names for the fallen one, the son of the morning star, i.e. Satan.
Yeah,
who is the highest order, yeah. Was the highest order angel under God, the most intelligent created being in the universe, is the son of light. Okay, that's what his name was, you know. The morning star. Until he became arrogant and he decided, and remember this is the original sin which is also repeated in Adam and Eve, he decided for himself that I am so great and so wonderful, narcissistically like Obama and George Soros and Hillary Clinton and all these people that have seen evil, they can decide what is good or evil in their own mind without consulting the Creator God through their soul, which has a soul connection.
Well, they think they're God, they're evolving to be God, they are God.
Right, okay. I shall ascend to the north parts, to the high heavens, and Satan says in the book of Genesis, and says how he will become as the Most High. Okay,
so when he's a fool.
Right, he is a fool. But we have the most intelligent fool in history of the universe. Okay, we have to understand that. So intelligence doesn't mean you're going to do good. It means if you become narcissistic, you get kicked out of the third heaven, which is the place of the eternal land where God is. Satan exists in the second heaven, but it says in the book of Revelation that woe to you when you see, for the devil has come down to you. He's going to be kicked out of the realm of consciousness and the realm of the soul to be down here with us during the tribulation. Now, there's a bunch of apostasy, garbage.
They are planning on putting these all over the earth.
Right,
remember,
so what we're saying is
the technology that they're probably going to use is a three-dimensional laser projector.
Right. So what I'm saying here is you're onto something when you say it's a gateway. It's literally calling for the return of Apollo or Apollonius, or otherwise a name for Baal. That's why, and if you go into high-level masonry, all highest-level masonry, we're talking about real high-level, like Barack Obama's the 32nd degree plus, they know this, that in ancient history, including the high priests of Sumer in Egypt and Mesopotamia, they all knew that the ancient history believed that we came from Mars and that the god of Mars was Apollo or Apollonius, the sun god.
You heard this first right here today.
Right. So when they're doing this, they're saying, Satan, come back to us.
Hometown, one of these projections that people say,
right.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah. They're literally begging Satan to come down to Earth and take over the kingdom. That's what they're doing.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract, call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo.
Welcome back. And now, by the way, remember that the bombing in Brussels occurred at Yom Kippur. And the bombing in Lahore, India, to kill Christians occurred exactly on the feast of Easter. Now,
yeah,
remember, now Easter...
And by the way, most of the people that were killed there, and it was, what, 60-some?
70 now. 70-some. Yeah. Now, people need to also
almost,
understand that...
Almost all, not only Christians, but women
but
and children.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing that people need to understand. Easter is basically refers to Ishtar, which is the feast of the fertility goddess. The real feast should occur at Passover, where Good Friday is before Passover, the Pesha, because the Lamb of God was supposed to be archetyped by Jesus coming back. Remember now, God first brings grace, and then he brings judgment, which is why when I mentioned about the prayer, we need to pray for our nation, America, because we're on the edge of grace and judgment. America right now is struggling to try to, the establishment, both the Democrat and Republican, to get rid of, say, Bernie Sanders, who has a heart to try to help people, but he doesn't have the brains to figure out how to do it, to supply the money to actually do what he wants to do. Donald Trump is competent enough to do it. He's the only man that's capable of doing it. And I can tell you, you don't spend hundreds of millions of dollars so you can get a job for less than $1 million when you're already a 10-billionaire man and you run 5,000 companies. He's
Although
doing this because...
Amazing, Bill, what's amazing is he has spent less money than most of these clowns. Jeb Bush had way outspent him and didn't hardly get a vote.
Right. You know what? I want to run down through just a few of the craziness so you get an idea just how nuts the situation is in terms of the news media, in terms of attacking Donald Trump. I'm going to just read the headline. Donald Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski charged with battery, which is BS. We talked about this earlier. Donald Trump berates Scott Walker for...
Go to my site. I have a link to the picture.
Let me just finish a couple of these, and I want to get your comment.
Go ahead.
Donald Trump berates Scott Walker for not raising taxes for Wisconsin. Donald Trump's biggest business blunders. Don Lemon takes Donald Trump spokeswoman, you're being very disingenuous. Mysterious Donald Trump tombstone pops up in Central Park. Ann Coulter begins to sour on Donald Trump. Our candidate is mental. Donald Trump scrambles to address messy delegate fight. How the Kremlin's two creators feel about their Donald Trump parody now? Hideous, disgusting racist. Let's call Donald Trump and his supporters exactly what they are. I'm just reading off what's on news.google.com right now. So if you go to news.google.com and you put in the top stories link Donald Trump, this is the foolish garbage that's going on. Number one, some of his best friends are black, Chinese, Hispanic, etc. The man is not a racist. He's loved by his employees all over the world. He's got companies
and
businesses everywhere.
They also say he's a Nazi. And one or two of the
how ridiculous.
Jews. How can you be
while he was doing
children married Jewish people?
Tim, listen, while he was doing the AIPAC meeting and there were various Jewish organizations protesting outside about his even presence there, which he was lockstep to protect Israel no matter what, right, like your brother, his daughter was into labor and maybe deliver a beautiful Jewish baby, which he said near the end of his speech, and he didn't get a standing ovation. You have to understand the cabal of the, we're not talking about the tribe, but we're talking about the very tiny fraction of Jews, or they're called the Khazarian Mafia.
The par, yes.
Right. Remember the Khazarian Mafia.
The global banking cartel, the cabal. Those
yeah,
the
but they're not the only thing. Remember, these secret agencies, like the CIA and NSA and agencies around the world, are all under one head. It was originally conceived during the time of Nazi Germany. It's called... basically, like, the symbol is an octopus, but it's called the Omega Project. Now, people will not hear this anywhere else from anybody else, but Project Omega was conceived in 1933. It was completed under the reign of George Bush here, Sr. in 1982, and it's a super agency that oversees all of the intelligence agencies on the planet. Doesn't matter if it's Russian, Chinese, whatever. They have a way of spying against the spies, in other words. And everything is seamless.
Dr. Bill, I would say that sounds really nuts, but when you consider who George Bush's father was.
Right.
If he had Senator Bush from Connecticut.
Right.
And had his father and grandfather been anybody else, they would have been charged, arrested, charged.
Yeah, he could have been fined on like $1.5 million
for... executed for high treason during World War II.
Right, but now here's the point. The Omega Agency means all the secret agencies at the top are linked. For example, when I have knew this because I actually had presidential-level clearance, 3Com, and you can go research this yourself in China, is the primary phone company. Who do you think owns 3Com? 3Com is controlled by the no such agency I call the NSA. So when we see all the disasters around the world, including the bombings in Paris, the interaction between the CIA and the Mossad setting up 9/11 with Saudi security forces.
Setting up,
that's why we have the dancing Israelis. In fact, I'm going to have on the program coming up here, I think in the next few days, one of our experts talking about this, specifically about the dancing Israelis and new revelations about the fact, the reason why they're, quote, documenting 9/11 is because Mossad, under the direction of the CIA, put the bombs in the building, which are micro-nukes and RDX to do the cutting of the outside joists. That building was basically dissolved with nuclear, a chain of pearls on the inside of the building. It was a nuclear demolition.
That, ask yourself one very simple question. Okay, these 210-story buildings, plus throw in the 47-story building number 7, but 210-story buildings, when they collapsed, why wasn't the rubble pile
well,
about 47
I did a presentation in 2000. I did a presentation in 2007, which is still available. I'm going to do a revision before 9/11 this September. I'm writing an ebook and a book, and I'm going to put up my live stream video and YouTube. I actually work with two nuclear scientists and munitions experts, including a munitions expert from Finland, who was contracted by the Port Authority of New York 2 years plus before 9/11, to actually demolish the World Trade Center towers with micro-nukes and high explosives. And that Finnish expert's document is still over at Clay and Iron, which, by the way, we're going to also put another name. It's going to be called the Deagle Network.
They had a study done 2 years before 9/11 how to do it.
Right, right. And in fact, those documents are still there, so people wanted to argue with me. I said, you're going to lose the argument. Not only that, because I'm an expert on nuclear physics and nuclear toxicology, I presented almost 40 anomalies that proved that it was a nuclear demolition. And By the way, there was a Dr. Jones.
Like fire that was still going a month and a half later in the basement?
No, last year. You could see it from space. Dr. Jones is supposed to be a nuclear physicist from Brigham Young University. Disagreed with Dr. Deagle. Now, do you think that disagreeing with me when I have a scientific basis for making my statement, do you think I'm going to go out on a plank and say something without good evidence? No. So if you disagree with me, as I say, I'm an expert on mixed mental martial arts. I'm going to make you tap out in 30 seconds. I don't care if you're a doctor, scientist, nuclear physicist, toxicologist, engineer, metallurgist. If you try to play intellectual games with Dr. Deagle, it's going to get freaking ugly. And I don't take any captives. You're going to die intellectually. I'm going to press my intellectual thumbs on your, what we call the carotid arteries of your stupid ideas going to your brain, and I'm going to stop them. And I tell you, I'm enraged as what are going on, because Trump wants that 28 pages letters, which Obama said he was going to give, and he never did. It shows the Saudi and the Israeli connection. He didn't do it because, you know, it would also implicate what George Bush did, and what George Bush's previous guy, Bill Clinton, did, and what Bill Clinton's previous guy, George Bush Sr., did. I mean, this is just disgusting. And what people need to grasp here is America is being sold down the river, and people like Donald Trump, well, he mentioned a few weeks ago in one of the news media a thing called THAAD. Now, I don't know if you're listening out there. He mentioned about theater, high-altitude defense. The only people I know that actually know about THAAD, the only people are people that went to the THAAD Multimedia Center a couple miles underground at the Schriever Air Force Base, which is three higher levels of security, and saw the 45-minute multimedia presentation that I saw because they had presidential-level clearance. Okay? I was one of their damn doctors. So if Donald Trump knows this, then this guy is a truther. Donald Trump knows how crazy things are and how close we are to a catastrophe. Collapse of the economy,
war. He is
war.
One of the billionaires that we have spoke of who sees us heading towards World War III and says, hold it.
It's a lot more than that. It's the end of the human race. It's the end of human... It's the end of human biology. It's the end of Christian religion, persecution, beheadings in America. You don't think it's coming with Obama and maybe
Why
Hillary Clinton as president?
Have 1,000 of these portal gateways all over the world?
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back, and so what's happening is, I mean, there's creepy things happening. I would never anticipate that today you're going to say that about 1,000 sites. You're going to set up these digital things about.
Well, I wouldn't have either. I read it late yesterday, and you know, I'm looking at it. I think the first time I looked at it, and then I reread it kind of the second time, a light went off over me, and I said, whoa.
Yeah, see, that's a big whoa.
One of these things is so profoundly important. But it goes over your head because, well, I'm not a Satanist. I like to think of myself as a Christian. Maybe I'm not the best Christian that there was, but I am a Christian, and I don't think like these evil jerks do, okay? So I don't think of all this symbology and all this crap all the time, you know, and this perverted stuff. So it kind of went over my head. I'm sure it went over 99% of the people's heads.
Who doesn't go over your head? Like King David, God says he was a man after his own heart, but he did do some evil things. He put up Uriah at the front of the troops and then took his wife.
Oh, yeah.
And had Solomon. And, of course, remember, the first child actually died. God took the first child. Solomon was the second child. He wasn't the first. So God brought a judgment, but he always brings grace first. Now, you have to understand, God does not wish for the destruction of evil. He wishes repentance and restoration. It says of the Jews at the time of the end, we're not just talking about lineal genetic Jews, but Khazarian Jews who used to attack all the caravans going through the southern Caucasus Mountains heading toward China. They used to be raiders and murderers and so on. And they later, King, you know, Bulak, whatever his name was, decided, I think, and was it the 12th century, that he was going to actually decide if they're going to become Catholics or Jews. He said, no, I don't want to be under the Pope.
No, it was 700.
700, yeah. So anyways, what he decided to do is that, hey, we've got to fight against these Muslims that are expanding, so what we're going to do is become Jews.
Well, now, you got to understand, being paid by the Eastern Roman Emperor in Constantinople.
Right, but remember, the belief systems of these Khazarians is virtually identical to the Babylonian pagans, which is worship.
They had giant phallic symbols that they worshipped.
Exactly. Now, so you have to understand that their culture was already very similar to the cultures of the apostate people of Canaan and the Mesopotamian Valley. So it was very easy to become now called a Babylonian Jew. Because remember now, the Babylonian Talmud and all the other things of 1600 years of the Jews living in Babylon, they were not like the ancient Hebrew Jews. Their belief system was now totally wrecked. They had believed in perversions of the Sefiot Zaira and the writings of the rabbis, which consider themselves so arrogant that God had to even consult the rabbis to determine what something is true.
That's the height of arrogance.
Right. So what I'm trying to say is people get confused about this, because remember now, Hebrew, the ancient Hebrews, like my ancestor Moses and other prophets, were completely different of their view of the one true God. They didn't believe that rabbis could know more than God or the prophets of God.
Jesus himself said Jews who are not Jews.
Right. So Jesus himself said they are of the synagogue of Satan. Now, what I see happening is, and this is what I'm concerned about this year, we already have entered the birth pangs last September. We are now in an election cycle which may basically cause World War III. If we have Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders come in, I can guarantee you're going to have major death and destruction in America and some form of martial law. Or Cruz. By the way, Cruz is scary. He's as or more scary than Hillary Clinton. This guy is completely unethical, very intelligent. And by the way, his wife wrote a lot of the PNAC documents, the NAFTA documents, the North American Union.
She's a senior player for Goldman Sachs. She's part
right.
of the
Right. By the way, this woman, although she's homely, she's smart as hell, like Ted Cruz. She's very smart. In fact, super intelligent, just like Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, when he was a kid, could memorize the Bible and say things that, you know what, who knows more scripture than any pastor on earth? Is the devil.
Yeah.
In fact, he was quoting scripture to Jesus, even when he took him above the temple to say, hey, don't worry, cast yourself down, the angels will grab you so you won't die hitting the rocks or the ground.
And what did Jesus say? It is written, you shall not...
Right, so he used the scripture against the say of Satan, but Satan is like a better, you know, I call minigun shooter of scriptures than any pastor that ever lived on earth. People, no, Satan doesn't know scripture. I said, are you kidding?
Of course he
You're dealing with the most intelligent being that was ever created by God in the universe is Satan. They don't know this, do they? Do they know what the Bible, do they believe the Bible? Do they understand that our mortal human mind, without the Creator God living in us, can allow us to fight against the arrows of Satan? That's why the breastplate of the high priest was to protect the mind and the soul of the high priest going to the Yom Kippur and the Holy of Holies against the arrows of the opposer, the great prosecutor of mankind, Satan. He said, what are you doing, O Satan? I am roving the earth seeking to destroy mankind. That's what Satan's purpose is. He's a prosecuting attorney, the bringer of judgment. Okay?
Well, and of course, when we look at the cosmos, he has probably played this game on countless planets.
Exactly. Across the universe, you have no idea how old or how intelligent or powerful. And you have to understand, he is totally narcissistic, he is totally evil, and God knows how many cultures and civilizations he's
and
destroyed.
And yet, for all his intelligence, he is nothing compared to God.
Exactly. Now, his name is the King of Wisdom. It's one of the many names of the Creator God. That's why I want to clarify, there's no such thing as relativistic or morality. You can do evil against people or against the world or other things. You can only sin against God. King David knew that. All the great men and the prophets knew you can only sin against the Creator God by not doing His will. The word is Shema, hear and do. You hear God's word in the Bible and in prayer, and you do God's will. That's how you stay in a righteous relationship where your soul and the Spirit of the Most High are fused to a new being. So you're no longer a mortal being, you are an immortal. And also, something else you have to understand is that once saved, always saved. If you don't stay in a right relationship with God, you're not permanently saved. So this idea that once saved, always saved, you can go off and do bad stuff?
Or you can always reject the saving grace that's on you.
Right. The only thing that prevents you from doing this, the only one thing that prevents you from doing evil is death. At that point, your fallen flesh can't do evil anymore because you're dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, I'd like to invite everyone to go to my blog. The best way to get there, rather than trying to remember the thing, is just I use the old Scottish title, but do a Google search, Lord Sterling Europe, Sterling, S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G, Lord Sterling Europe, Google search, that'll get you right there. Because I want you to be able to go to these links. These multiple links I have up, it's on yesterday, the second post yesterday, on this Temple Baal and coming to New York City, to London, and then to 1,000 cities around the world. This is earth-shaking news, and it goes over our heads because we don't think like these characters, but this is big. I mean, and ask yourself, you know, if you were going to do some three-dimensional laser projections of some old site, why would you pick that one?
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm a historian, and I used to teach this stuff. I mean, I could give you thousands of different examples of temples and historic sites. Why the Temple of Baal?
Well, it's real simple. They're begging to have
the gateway to Satan.
Remember now, it says these kingdoms are owned by Satan. He's the Baal of Earth right now. But his lease is soon over.
Yeah,
and what these
right.
people are doing is they're begging for the return of Apollo or Apollonius to return to Earth, i.e. Satan. It says, woe to you, Earth, and you see, for the devil has come down to you. If they don't think that these global masons that are running our world are begging for a new world order, which is under these secret agencies and these high-level temple priests, if you want to call it, of the dark side, these Druidic high priests, guess what? And by the way, it transits way beyond Catholicism and Judaism, whatever. It's a level of evil that is boundless. These things are just minor deviations and labels put on it.
Very ancient, long before the earth itself was created.
Right. What people need to start grasping is we're deep in it now. And when I'm looking at one of your last statements here, it says Pennsylvania and Colorado Republican parties could steal the nomination.
Oh, yeah.
We need to pray for grace for America. We need to pray for Donald Trump. We need to pray for him to survive this physically, but to survive it and get
He's
the delegates.
He's probably the last hope to delay the nightmare.
Exactly. And there's 35,000 Americans now that are going to carry a concealed carry weapon to the Cleveland, which is a dangerous city.
No, they won't let
because,
them.
No, they're going to carry it anyway. I guarantee you they're going to fight to the death because you're not going to walk into this killing zone without your concealed carry weapon when you can either have a terrorist or one of these people like George Soros start killing people to try to say Donald Trump is so aggressive, he encouraged this. Like, how ridiculous. It's like telling a woman who's been raped, it's your fault for looking good, that's why he raped
her. Of course, of course.
It's obscene, yeah. It's obscene,
right.
It's ridiculous.
Satan is the father of all lies.
Well, yeah,
right.
Well, pray for America, pray for Trump, pray for the repentance of
and
Christians.
Pray for the evil one over us.
Pray for the lack of the end of passivity of what we'll call moderate.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.